talk about saving the prairie and what kids are doing. And Nancy Herron, who is the mastermind behind this webcast, and along with Vicki Seibert once again. Vicki, we still haven't heard the answer to that atomic mass question on the buffalo. If you know, someone figure that out and let us know what that is, what the answer is. There's a link at the bottom of your picture page where you can get to the pictures and follow along with our discussion. Also, there's a live chat room on the top of your gold box on your computer screen. If you click on live audio chat room, you can ask questions from all the experts, all the people we've talked to today. They're over there waiting to answer questions, and so are Hannah, Cliff, and Wes. So, Nancy, you got a stick mic now. So
thanks to people in a minute.
But okay. Well, they're all behind us.
Vicki wants to say something first about conservation and restoration, I think.
I think one of the things that we need to close the day with today is a little reminder of what Texas Parks and Wildlife is all about. And our mission statement is preservation and conservation of natural and cultural resources for future generations. And I hope that from this telecast and the live information that you've been able to gather, that you can see that we really mean it with this project. And this is a prime example of the kind of conservation efforts for future generations.
Yeah, thank you. This is an exciting time for us. It's also a pretty exciting day. You want to talk about that day, what today is?
We can do that. Within 30 minutes, we will be dedicating the working facilities that we've spent the last year building. This has been a cooperative venture between people from all over the state and all over the nation who have donated materials for these special working facilities that were designed.
These are the 11-foot
especially
tall pins
for buffalo, especially for the bison herd. We are going to have some local dignitaries and some special friends who have worked with the project, and this is our way of saying thank you. And it's also an opportunity to give the public a chance to actually view the bison herd.
This is like their first public viewing.
The first public viewing. We are hoping in the future to develop a visitor center that will have some sort of an elevated or at least second story observation area so that people will be able to look out onto the pasture and see those animals out there and be able to take home some of that history with them just from that experience of viewing them.
Okay. That's wonderful. That is terrific. You've gotten a chance today to see a little bit about what's happening up in the Caprock Canyons area in the Panhandle. We're calling it Challenge at Caprock because it has been a challenge. What to do about the bison herd and the loss of the bison herd and saving it. And you've heard from people who are really dedicated to the herd and to this land. And it's a wonderful story. But the story doesn't end there. Part of this section is called Making a Future for the Past. And it doesn't happen unless we act. And so these folks are seeing a wonderful example of the kind of dedication it takes to do something and make a difference. And they are making a difference. And what I hope you kids out there are going to be thinking about is how you make a difference in your community. You're going to care about something, and I hope you're going to care a little bit about your habitat and do something about it. We have some really nice examples on the website. If you take a look at that Saving the Prairie, What Kids Are Doing section, you're going to see two examples from two different schools, one that's in the Fort Worth area and the other one that's in the Austin area, and how they are trying to help restore native habitat and prairies. I picked prairies especially because that's what this is all about. It's saving that prairie ecosystem. And prairies may not seem exciting. You know, it's grass, big deal. But there's a lot happening in that grass. And I hope you've gotten a sense of what all lives in there in the prairie and who all is dependent on that prairie. It's an extremely valuable and endangered, habitat at risk. Mm-hmm. And so I really hope you'll take some long time thinking about that and how you can help. The schools that we're looking at now, we on your webpage, the first one is at Gilliland School in the Fort Worth area. They are restoring a prairie near them. It's a little remnant of a blackland prairie that it's just a little fraction is left. And you can see the kids, you can kind of scroll on down.
Jane Goodall.
Oh, you spotted that. This is a wonderful project. They got a great grant to do this. They did a wonderful job, and they got notoriety not only in the state, and not only in the United States and the nation, but also internationally. Jane Goodall, who does all this research on the apes in Africa, came over to see them especially. So
she cares about the prairie.
She cares about the prairie. Well, and a lot of, you know, the savannas and the prairies are throughout the biomes in the world, and they're very, again, essential to wildlife. So you can see a little bit of picture, some group pictures if you scroll on down there. They learned about different types of grasses, and each one has a special place in the ecosystem. And then the last picture on that page is a last year's class that created a wonderful guide to prairie plants. It's very full of illustrations and good information. It's on our website, so I hope you click on Exploring Texas when we're done, and you can see what the kids have done. Let's take a look, though, at what Smith Elementary has done. So if you click on Smith Elementary at the bottom, and in a second you'll see some pictures from what they're doing. They've done also a prairie restoration, a much smaller prairie. They helped plant and, again, learned about the grasses. But they're taking it one step further. They're turning that prairie into an outdoor classroom. And they're learning about that life and the culture and hopefully some of what you picked up today. That top picture you're seeing some of our folks, you know Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones, who actually did a lot of work on the Bison Project along with Vicki. And they're learning about the Native American cultures. And you can take your time looking at those pages a little later and those pictures and just seeing what they learned. But it's
the students are inside the lodge.
They're
we call
inside
it a teepee, but Billy told us it was
a lodge. Really a lodge, yeah. You're right. And they're learning about different aspects of culture that they've not been exposed to before and really beginning to appreciate what the prairie has to offer, what the heritage of the bison is. That's kind of an interesting thing, how it really has affected people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making a difference in people's lives, and I hope in some of the actions that they take. It's been an exciting project.
Do we have time to go through all these? Or
no, okay. They can look at
them
later.
Just know that they're there.
They're
and
there.
You can look at them and learn about them. And there's all kinds of fascinating stuff, all the things we talked about, and a lot more in-depth stuff on the website. And
and it's great. Take your time to look at it. Again, this webcast will be archived, so you can catch parts that you missed before. But remember, this is Challenge at Caprock, and we're going to challenge you to do something in your home, in your community. And I want to say thank you to Karen. And to Vicki, who did a wonderful, wonderful job, and to all the great people behind us.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. And we'll see you guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.